Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, that sounds means it's time for a little Mix 100 sports action. I got a couple of quick things. LeBron James will play in the NBA next season, but not for the Lakers.
What?
He announced yesterday that he's going to be taking his talents
elsewhere.
Somewhere else, like the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
Think we'll scoop him up? Well, no. That sound means it's time for a little Mix 100 sports act.
I like your voice
so
much.
What the hell was that? Anyway, you think the Nuggets are going to scoop him up?
It would be a fantasy dream, but probably not.
Probably not.
He wants to go.
He's
going to
be 42 years old.
Well, and let's
be
honest.
He's still pretty good.
When he went to the Lakers, I mean, it was all about LBJ. Like, it was all about him. He was the center of that team. We already have a center of our team. We already have a superstar. We don't need LeBron to come here and try and take that away from the Joker. So, I don't know.
I don't think he would do that, but it's just
probably not. I don't think he would, but... like bringing him here, I just don't think that would help our team.
It's a lot of personality to bring here to Colorado.
Yeah.
I guess there still will be a James playing on the Lakers, though. LeBron Jr.
Yeah.
Right?
Bronny.
Yeah. They just signed, or he's still going to continue. Was he already playing?
You know what's funny? Yeah. So he
did he's going to continue.
Talk about the ultimate dad move. He did not say that he was leaving the Lakers until the day after that Bronny Jr. got the guaranteed money from the Lakers.
$2.3 million.
Ultimate dad move.
Oh, yeah.
The next day, LeBron, literally the next day after his guarantees kicked in, LeBron goes, by the way, I'm out.
Yeah.
Everybody had to know, right?
I mean,
you got to know in the
industry. The Lakers are kind of paying it forward. That's what you do. If you're LeBron James, they'll pay it forward for the next generation.
Let me give you one more thing. I found this funny. Team Ecuador is filing a complaint against Mexican fans in this whole soccer nonsense that's going on. Ecuador got knocked out against Mexico, okay? But here's what happened. They landed in town, and there was a flight delay. They didn't get to their hotel until 3 hours later than they were supposed to. They were tired, blah, blah, blah. But they have filed an official complaint with FIFA because of the fans' behavior outside the hotel. I guess a bunch of Mexican fans showed up outside the hotel, brought drums, fireworks, and car horns, and kept the players from sleeping all night long.
Yeah.
On top of the delays and the jet lag. And they were like, what the hell, man? So they've officially filed a complaint to make some of these host cities, like, control the fans.
Well, and it was not just a couple fans. It was like hundreds of Mexico fans out there the entire
Good
night.
On them, though. That's
brilliant.
Exactly. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
Honking horns and shooting off fireworks.
Get some earplugs, right?
Yeah. Sounds like this entire week here in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else you got, Josh?
Well, it is July 1st, so what does that mean? Happy Bobby Bonilla Day to all of those who celebrate. Now, if you don't understand what Bobby Bonilla is, we're going to break it down a little bit right here for you.
On July 1st, every year, the New York Mets send Bonilla a check for $1.19 million. And that's because back in 2000, the team bought out Bonilla. But instead of taking the lump sum, Bonilla and his agent deferred the payments at 8% interest from 2011 to 2035 until he's 72 years old, despite not playing for the team since 1999.
Dang. So what was his lump sum amount?
So his lump sum would have been around $6 million, like $5.9 million. Now, what the Mets did in 1999 is one of the most famous things ever because they had ties to Bernie Madoff. Remember Bernie Madoff when he was saying, oh, I can get you billions and billions of dollars?
Yeah.
They heavily invested with him, so they deferred this payment, which deferred payments happen all the time in sports. Shohei Ohtani has a very famous one, as he's making close to $800 million with the Dodgers. That is all deferred money to the end of his career, okay?
Yeah.
Right now, he's making $1.2 million. So deferred payments are not a new thing. But what they did with Bobby Bonilla is they said, we'll defer your payments to 2011 until 2035, which now he's going to be making $30 million off of the New York Mets, who have not played. He has not played since 1999.
Brilliant move. It's a brilliant move.
All their Bernie Madoff money
because
the dude was a Ponzi scheme. Like, it's one of the most famous, crazy sports stories. If you don't know anything about him, I really encourage you to look him up, because the fact that he has not played since 2001 and played with the Mets since 99.
Yeah.
And he's just getting that check every
single year, $1.2 million.
Good for him.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
And what a great agent he had, too.
Yeah. I need him.
Man. Wow.
What's good, world?
This is where the buzz meets the altitude.
Check it out.
JKJ's Mile High Hype on Mix 100 starts now.
Yeah, it's all brought to you by Mile High Appliance, where you can celebrate the 4th with amazing savings throughout their showrooms. Get a top-of-the-line GE French door stainless refrigerator. Heck yeah. For only $24.49. MountainHighAppliance.com for all the details. All right, it looks like the Swift-Kelsey wedding, the fairy tale in New York, is going to happen. It sounds like, Josh, that they're building a massive castle inside Madison Square Garden.
That's very Taylor, though.
There's a video of two large white staircase banisters being loaded into the arena. There's also some trucks labeled Garden Party, whatever that means. On top of that, guests have been forced to sign an NDA.
Of course.
And then they are saying they weren't asked to sign away their rights to appear on camera. So it sounds like there won't be a streaming special or any sort of documentary made from the event. Anyway, the press is lined up. They accidentally rolled out a red carpet and then they had to roll it back up.
Oh, no.
So that happened.
Jump the gun on that one.
And then they're saying, how big is this wedding going to be? Well, the National Guard is on scene.
Oh. Come on.
And additional police officers. They say it's going to cost about an extra $160,000 for the city to staff this event.
You
so I would imagine Tay-Tay's going to cover that.
Is this like America's version of the royal wedding?
Yes.
Is this our...
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
we're
at
like
least
the
a
White
version.
Castle version
yeah.
of the,
yeah.
the royal
version
wedding.
Of it. The
Ed
TMZ
Sheeran's going to be there. Gigi Hadid, Selena Gomez, Stevie Nicks, Tim McGraw. The guest list is trickling out.
I saw some of the stuff
excited.
They were unloading for it, and they had a huge box, and on the side of the box it said watermelon cream.
Mm.
I don't know what that's for. It got me thinking. Though I know.
It's
like,
lube,
what
actually.
Would we do
it's lube.
With all that.
It's lube.
Oh, wait, that's one.
You
party.
Don't have any of that?
That's flavored. One.
You don't
that's
have
one
it?
Heck of a party right there.
Yeah, we. It comes in a big box like that.
Oh no. Oh,
yeah.
No.
By the crate.
Yeah.
Think you'd be a little bit more discreet about something
yeah.
like that.
Perimenopause,
right
Katie.
On the side. Watermelon cream.
Yeah,
like,
whatever.
Big bold
stuff
letters.
Is awesome. It's very affordable. Here's one for okay. you guys. July 14th is SpongeBob Day, according to Nickelodeon.
Yes!
I knew you would love it.
Yes!
This is right up your alley.
Who lives in a pineapple under uh-huh. the sea?
There's going to be all sorts of fan-favorite episodes on Nickelodeon, all-day marathons.
I can't wait.
Blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, you'll probably lay on your couch and watch all
this. No. It was when baby Nana, when she was a baby,
oh,
she watched
sure.
SpongeBob, and that was one of the things I didn't mind her watching because I liked it, too. So we'd watch it together, and SpongeBob is fun.
It's big in the stoner community.
Yeah,
yeah
well,
absolutely.
Shut up, Josh. It's just a fun, good old person show, okay?
So, Minions and Monsters hits theaters today, and at the Hollywood premiere on Sunday night, there was a Minion singing competition where four young ladies took the stage to perform covers of popular songs, but they had to sing it in the Minions' voices.
Oh.
And I happen to have a little bit of the winner. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, here you go. Not bad.
That sounds like a
big hit. Okay, that's all you get.
No, I love it. You can just see them with their hands,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
Like, their one big eye.
I wonder if you actually practice that or you can just get up there and
yeah.
sing gibberish.
And is that but... like is that a female or a 40-year-old man?
It was
yeah.
a woman, 26-year-old Raina. Looks like Raina Kondo. I don't know. But she had the winning performance of I'll Be There.
Good for
get
her.
It, Raina.
In Minion voice. So
love
that's kind of cute, right?
Yes.
That's super cute. All right, what else you got?
Okay, over in Littleton, actually, this story popping up yesterday where a man was, quote, unquote, affected by lightning and started a fire out there at Fox Hollow Golf Course. So one person was taken to the hospital, no word on their condition or anything, but it happened near the sixth hole on the course. And, yeah, a little brush fire started up. And you live in that area. Could you see smoke and stuff from it, Jeremy? Were you aware of this going on?
I was not aware of any of this,
no?
But I would imagine I could have seen the smoke. smoke.
Yeah, if you were looking for
it,
right?
This man was affected by the lightning.
Yes, well, and there's a lot of smoke just in our area in general, so you probably couldn't distinguish it from a lot of the stuff already going on. But yeah, one of those little fires sparking up pretty close to us. So.
I don't golf as I'm afraid of the lightning.
Yeah.
Even on a 90-degree sunny day, I'm too scared.
I've been on a golf course where lightning strikes and the paramedics and police were going down the cart path, and they asked us if we got hit by it, and we were like, no, we're good. We're not, you know, shocked.
I've never had a lightning experience.
It's scary because obviously it happens so fast, and people, I mean, people get hit. Yeah. Scary. And you're plus in golf,
people get affected.
You're holding a metal rod up in the sky.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Lightning.
Yeah.
It always shocks me when I see guys out on the course when it's cloudy out, when there's some kind of inclement weather.
What's the saying? Hard stuff isn't coming down yet.
I know. You guys push it to the very limit.
We
but
have nothing to live
man,
for.
There's
it's
some times where it's like windy to the point where the trees are bending and y'all are still out there hitting a ball into the wind.
Katie,
like
if it
it's
gets them
gonna
away
do
from their
something.
Wives, they're fine.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. Yep. But
you kind of want to be hit by the lightning sometimes. Or, I'm sorry, affected by the lightning.
Affected,
yes.
Quote, unquote. That's how we're saying it.
Oh, God.
Hey, we've got a new bookstore.
Why are we saying it like that?
Because I don't think he got hit.
Just affected. Okay.
It just was affected.
Like, it wasn't directly.
It wasn't a direct hit.
Well, enough to go to the hospital.
All right,
but
just curious.
Yeah.
It was a shocking experience.
I don't know.
This is like PC now to say you're not allowed to be hit by lightning.
I don't know if
because hitting is bad.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Getting struck by lightning is pretty violent.
I just know in the story, it's quote, unquote, affected. So that's what I use.
So news. Oh, you are going to get hit.
Yeah, as I duck.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then moving on to the next one.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Good Girl Cafe and Bookstore. So they're going to open a little later this month. And this is kind of neat because this bookstore is a coffee shop as well, as I said. And it joins the list of growing romantic bookstores in town. So, like Denver's growing offering of romance-themed bookstores. It's for good reason, too, because romance is currently the fastest growing category in the U.S. print book market. And really on social media, you see it on TikTok, the book, the romance books, TikTok. Oh, gosh. But yeah, here's the thing is that this bookstore, they're going to have fun drinks as well. So some themed drinks along with that romance novel stuff. The Good Girl, the Golden Retriever are some of the coffee drinks that you can get, as well as the Black Cat, the Morally Gray.
The Watermelon Cream.
No, not Watermelon Cream, but the Slapshot. A nod to the hockey romance novels.
Ooh,
everybody
is loving
the hockey love.
I love fun drinks.
Like this whole hockey thing.
I've been affected by a fun drink.
No, have you been affected by a fun drink? Okay, probably the Morally Gray. And we're going to Turks and Caicos. Did you know this?
No.
Denver, first nonstop flight fires up in December through United Airlines. I've always wanted to go there. Like,
where is it?
I have no idea.
By
but
Haiti.
The Price is Right
Dominican
told
Republic
me
area.
Turks and Caicos is the place to be every day. Showcase has a trip to the Turks and Caicos.
They have the
place,
fine white sand beaches.
Yes, yes. Mm. So I've always wanted to go to Turks and Caicos. And now we can.
Well, good for Denver.
United has a nonstop flight starting up in December. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, there you go. There's your Mile High Hype.
Oh, thank you very much. Why was that such an abrupt ending? I don't know.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
As we do roll into July, there's a bunch of list of a bunch of things that we can look forward to in this month, including the Minions and Monsters, which is out today, the live-action Moana, the Odyssey with Matt Damon is coming out into theaters, which I saw the preview for that. Not too shabby.
I'm excited for that one.
That one looks pretty dark. Is that like 9 hours long, too?
I don't care. I'm excited. I'd watch it.
I'm going to get that large popcorn bucket that you can refill.
Large drink, please.
Spider-Man, Brand New Day. You excited for that one, buddy?
I'm pumped for that one. Yes, sir.
On TV, the Legally Blonde prequel comes out. There's some exclusive episodes of The Simpsons.
I mean, I'm excited for those.
Yeah.
The Netflix new adaptation of Little House on the Prairie. That's the one I'm into.
Laura Ingalls.
Yay! World Cup runs through the 19th. There's an all-star game from the MLB, blah, blah, blah. National Bikini Day is on Sunday.
Okay, now that. Just kidding.
That's the day I'll be on Instagram.
There you go.
National Fried Chicken Day is coming up. And, of course, the 4th of July.
I mean, come on, can we just stop
for a
second? Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
Jesus,
yeah, National.
Am I over here?
Jesus,
Katie.
What the actual?
Katie.
Just gonna breeze on by that one like I'm not even in here. I hate you right now.
Put a bikini on a fried piece of fried chicken, and I'm into it.
The reaction.
Oh, and National French Fry Day. You want that one, too? And don't forget America's 250th birthday this weekend.
Well, hey, we can all celebrate that.
250 years.
Be happy
since
about that.
Adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Now, with that being said, it looks like they're going to be doing a 40-minute firework display on the National Mall on the 4th of July, roughly double the usual length. Get this, they're going to launch off 850,000 fireworks. Good God.
Wait, what?
850,000 fireworks.
Holy
crap.
About that
number.
They're going to try to beat the record that the Philippines is holding right now, 810,000 fireworks from a decade ago.
By 40,000?
Wow. We're really going to win.
When we do it big.
We're really going to beat that record.
I just hope it's not one of those circumstances where there's a malfunction all go off at once, you know?
That'd be kind of funny. Little 4-minute display of 850,000 fireworks.
Is there a price tag on this?
That's got to be so much.
It's got to be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's for the 250th. Why not? Let's blow some stuff up. America. Anyway, so that's coming up. That's also probably one of the fireworks shows that you do want to film. Because every year we poke fun at people that put their phone up in the air and film the fireworks that you will never watch again. Anyway, that's what's coming up on the 4th. And what day, Katie?
Oh, fried chicken
day. Fried chicken day.
I mean, I'll celebrate.
Off the air, Katie was talking about how we almost lost her.
Yeah.
She almost never returned to the show.
Yeah, well, I found a new trail. And out in Highlands Ranch, the backcountry wilderness area.
Yes.
You familiar,
Josh? I love that place. Yeah, it's right off of, like, Wildcat Reserve area. And it just opens up. Massive open space with a lot of hiking trails.
8,200 acres.
Whoa.
And 26 miles of trails.
I love it.
Is what this place has. And it is pretty neat because you walk into it and it has all the maps that you need, or at least I thought so. And I just started, I took a picture of the map because that's what you do as a responsible hiker, right? So I took a picture of the map and I realized that I did not charge my phone. So my phone died while I was out here on these trails. I know. And I try and keep a good recollection of where I've been, right?
Yeah,
like I turned right here.
Dropping breadcrumbs.
Well, no, I like turned at this point and then I went about a mile and a half. My walk was still working, so I was keeping track of how far I was going in and out. I only wanted to do about 5 miles, so I was like, just go about 2.5 miles out and then come right back in, right?
Yeah.
And they still had the pictures of the map there, and it says, you were here and you need to get here, blah, blah, blah. So I'm looking at this map, and I was like, well, clearly I just need to go 0.3 miles to the left, and that will bring me to the parking lot, right? So I go 0.3 miles to the left, and it brought me right up to the top of the hill where I'd already, and I was like, this is not
right. You made
right.
a loop?
This is not right. Well, I just took the wrong direction as according to this map that I was looking
at. Was there
at.
No alarm going off of, like, I haven't seen this before yet?
No, I'd seen it, but, like, in my mind, I was like, this is not where I came in from. Like, I came around this corner as I was already into the wilderness. So then my mind just starts going crazy because I'm like, how did I get out of here? But I don't want to ask anyone for directions. This is where I turn into a man because I'm like, I don't want to ask anybody. I want to figure it out for myself. But I'm terrified at this point. I'm like, am I going to? All I have is a water bottle. Like, I didn't even bring my little
fanny
pack. I didn't even bring snacks. Like, I just went out on this thinking I'd just go in and out and it'd be a quick
Where's
little
this
hike.
At again? I got to look it up.
So it's called Backcountry Wilderness Area. It's in Highlands Ranch. It's like a conservation space.
Yeah. And the funny part about it is, like, yes, you can get lost in there. 26 miles, you can totally get lost. But you are in, like, a bubble where if you do go far enough, you're going to hit houses at some point.
Like,
I'm looking at the map
houses.
Right now. It's like, yeah, you'll be fine.
Exactly.
You're not going to get lost.
You'll find a refrigerator somewhere.
That's the thing. My first time there,
follow the AC.
I'm like, all I think of is I should not have watched that episode of I Shouldn't Be Alive before I went on this hike. Because that's all I can think about is I'm going to be lost for 7 days. People are going to find me with chapped lips completely.
Yeah, you'd find a deer. You'd wrestle a deer down.
Oh, my goodness. But finally, as I'm like walking and I keep going on this one direction thinking 0.3 miles is going to get me into the parking lot. And I finally had enough. And the next person who passed me, I was like, can you point me to the direction? like,
you're just sobbing.
I know. I'm like almost crying. He's like, no, you're on the right path. Just keep going. Just keep going.
So you were on the right path?
I needed to go the opposite direction. It's what I needed to do.
You're,
so,
ma'am, you're going to
no,
need to turn
around.
No,
I wasn't on the right path. I know. But man, like when you think you're lost, especially in this Colorado wilderness, like it can take all of your might.
It's like, where the hyperventilating kind of comes in and you're like, your heart rate rises. You're like,
you really do start thinking about how thirsty you are.
How thirsty
and
you
how
are?
Dry it's been.
Exactly.
And then you're like, am I going to have to forage for berries?
I know.
And like, then you start thinking like, man, I should have taken Cub Scouts so I know which berries to eat.
Exactly.
Never eat the pretty ones.
Don't eat the pretty
berries.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I kept telling
the ugly blend-in berries, those are the ones that are good for you. Like, not going to kill you, essentially.
Yeah. Where's the ugly berries?
The ugly berries.
I'm so thirsty. The ugly berries.
Oh, but no, I was definitely mad at myself that I apparently couldn't read a map.
We need to get you an air tag, Katie. Like, if we get you an air tag, we'll at least find your body, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
We got you.
Yeah, proper burial. Thank you, Josh. You got
I'm
me.
I'm looking out
you
for you.
Put it in
died
your shoe.
In Highlands Ranch hiking.
Oh, man.
This survey's out this morning talking about a fairly large percent of Americans make assumptions by somebody based strictly on their first name alone. And Gen Z is most likely to do it. And the first name on the list is going to shock you. Karen.
Oh, well, duh. I mean, yeah.
It took the top spot by a mile, and it's no surprise at all. Josh, why don't you Google really quick, how many babies were named Karen in 2025? Wonder if that data is available yet.
Oh, it's, oh my goodness. In 2025, an estimated 325 to 360 babies were named Karen in the U.S.
So basically
marking a
tiny.
Steep decline.
Yeah, okay. I figured.
I'm surprised people are still doing it, though. Like, even 300, I'm like, wow.
Don't they know better?
Poor babies.
Must be a family name that they had to carry out. Chad made the list. Donald, of course. John and Damien. Why Damien?
Well, the devil.
That could be. Oh, Beelzebub made the list as well. Anyway, so shout out to the still a few remaining handful of Karens out there. We know you're not all mean.
Yeah.
We think. Maybe. I still see you on Yelp.
The majority.
From time to time. I've got one of those stories for you that is kind of one of those what the frick moments.
I love those.
I love that for your moment. Okay, so here's the deal. We all know that we feel like the phones are constantly listening, right?
Always.
Because you'll be talking to your significant other about something, you'll be talking to a coworker about something, and the next thing you know, you got ads about what you're talking about. I was just talking to our Fast Five contestant about Depends. I guarantee you in a few minutes I'll have some posts about adult diapers, okay?
Why are you doing that?
You were answering phones.
Yeah.
So get this. The other day before one of our pizza drops, I go rolling through the drive-thru at a coffee place. And as I'm sitting there in the drive-thru waiting for my coffee, you know, just making small talk with the barista there, phone is in my console. She's like, so what are you doing this weekend? And, you know, you doing anything this summer? And blah, 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 just stupid small talk. And I had mentioned a location out of state that I was thinking about going to. She's like, oh, my God, while you're there, you got to check out XYZ Coffee Bar. XYZ Coffee Bar there is absolutely incredible. I was like, okay, yeah. And then she's like, then check back in with me and tell me how it was. And I was like, yeah,
sure,
I'll do that. I'll roll back through and tell you how it was. So anyway, I drive away. I get to our pizza destination and I park. The first thing I do is flip open my Instagram because I got some time to kill. XYZ Coffee Bar was the first post on my Instagram.
No.
It's like a profile follow type thing, you know, on the stories or whatever. I'm like, how did that happen?
They're not even hiding it anymore.
They're not.
No.
I wasn't talking about it. It was a barista through a drive-through window. My phone was in my cup holder. How did it pick that up?
I hate this.
I hate it too. It's unsettling. It's really unsettling.
And so did you click the like? Did you follow him?
Anyway, I looked at XYZ Coffee Bar. Not a chance in hell you'll catch me there.
Oh, no.
It looked really bad. And the reviews, like I was reading the reviews, it was like straight garbage. So she's full of crap.
That's her dad's coffee bar.
I think I'll go back through the drive-thru and tell her that she's full of you know what.
Full of coffee?
Full of coffee. Grab your phone.
The fun. fun starts now with Fast Five.
Going to be happy to hear Mom on the radio.
How fast can you be?
Fun to just play the game. We're a big fan of the show.
It's time.
It's time to play Fast Five.
303-691-1649
with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
It is indeed time to play Fast Five, so grab that phone. Hit that phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. That'll get you here in the Mix 100 studios. Always looking for the people who have never played before. We love meeting our new listeners. So try to call in and have some fun. 303-691-1649. We'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit, and then I'll give you a category, okay? And I'll start that goofy 10-second timer, and within 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull that off? Are you quick-witted? Are you wide awake? Call us, 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, don't hang up. We're working to get you guys all set up here on the phone lines. Katie, give us some examples of ones I've done in the past.
Yeah, you've asked for all kinds of stuff, like quick name five cereals that start with the letter C or five items from the game Operation. The one that won it yesterday was Blake, who could name five things that had flashing lights, no problem.
Hey, Malake.
Yeah, named like eight or nine of them, too. So never know what you're going to get when it comes to the category.
That's the charm of this game. You might be an expert, you might get a stumper. But be brave and call us, 303-691-1649. And if you do win today, we'll give you an awesome prize.
It's a really great prize. We are painting this place Ed, White, and Blue, and you are winning a four-pack of tickets to see Ed Sheeran at Empower Field at Mile High on the 4th of July. So, yay you!
Fast Five is presented by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Let's play, 303-691-1649, and we got little Miss Molly. Hi, Molly.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. What are you doing today?
I'm just working today. I'm so excited to be on. I've always wanted to play.
Well, we were just saying we don't get enough Mollies to call in, so
we're waiting for you.
It's about time that you called, Molly. So,
yay, thank you.
Well, thank you for making the effort. What do you do for a living?
I work for a resource center in Denver.
Oh, we love resource centers. Thank you for doing that work, Molly. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it.
What kind of resources do you provide?
Yeah, so we give folks, like, food. We have, like, shampoo. We have diapers, things like that.
Yeah, so all the necessities.
Well, you're helping people are in need, it seems like, too. People who are down and out on their luck.
Yeah, for sure. So it's nice hard out there, it's really great.
You're a good
really
human,
hard.
Molly.
Yeah, thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
I'm going to come by and get some diapers. You have adult ones?
We do. Yes, we do.
All right. Thank you. Hold a pack back for me, okay?
Okay, I
like
will.
To just wear them around the mall for fun. All right.
They're cozy sometimes.
All right, what do I have for you? All right, your letter is R, like a robot. In
okay.
10 seconds, give me five apps on your phone that start with that letter R. Go!
Reddit?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, this is hard.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no!
Oh, no! Yeah, you got one. Darn it.
Oh, thank you all so much.
Well,
thank
I
you,
bet
Molly.
As soon as we hang up, you're going to think of 10 more, and you're going to go home today and check your ring cams, and you're going to be like, damn it.
Man.
Yeah.
Molly, thanks for doing what you do. You have a super dupes day.
Thank you.
Okay,
have
bye. Hi, Maria. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hey. What are you doing today?
I'm going to be taking my kids to soccer practice here later on.
Yeah? Good. Good for them.
Yeah.
Fun watching the World Cup, too?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not... He only has one team he's going for, but he's not watching it.
Okay.
Only me and Dad are watching it, so yeah.
Yeah, you got a soccer household there.
Yeah.
There. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl. You guys have snacks when you're watching the soccer games?
No, not really. Oh. We just watch and we're just like, because if not, we're going to make a mess because we'd be throwing it and be
throwing Cheetos at
the
TV.
Your pickle chips.
Yeah.
Don't waste pickle chips. They're too tasty. Okay,
yeah.
I got a movie one for you. No sequels, no help, no cheating, okay?
Okay. Okay.
10 seconds. Give me 5 movies starring the delightful Sandra Bullock. Go!
Miss Congeniality.
Yep.
The Proposal. Oh my God.
Not gonna lie. I like The Proposal. That's a pretty good flick.
They're both good ones.
The Blind Side, Practical Magic, and While You Were Sleeping from 1995.
And Speed.
And I like to watch her movies, and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh no, Maria.
I was listening yesterday, so I was waiting for that Zac Efron one.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I put that one to bed for a little while, Maria.
Oh man.
I'm sick of thinking about Zac with his shirt off.
I'm not.
You should have done Adam Sandler. I would have done that in a heartbeat.
Maybe next week.
Okay.
Maria, you have a great day.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you.
You
bye.
Too. Bye.
Jenny.
Hi.
Hey, you. My note on the screen says you just picked up your car from the mechanic. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did.
What was wrong with your car?
Oh, it was leaking coolant. I discovered the 2 nights ago in my garage.
Well, that's not coolant.
Definitely not.
No. What kind of car?
Infiniti G37.
Oh, those Infinitis. You got to be watching out for those. Right, Katie?
You know, it's a great car, but it's getting old.
Yeah, no, I've heard they just stopped working all of a sudden.
When they work, though, they're the best car ever, so yeah. I get
they
it.
Are.
I loved my Infiniti so much. So.
Yeah.
What did that cost you to get that fixed?
A little over $500 to replace it.
God, nothing's cheap anymore, is it?
Nothing is cheap.
No, it's not.
My God.
Nope, nothing is. Nothing is.
Nothing at all. All right, Leaky Coolant, let's do some Fast Five with you. In 10 seconds, give me 5 famous men with mustaches. Go.
Tom Selleck.
Yep. Whoa, that was really bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was.
That was really bad. I'm gonna hold on to that one, though, because there's a ton of them.
Especially right now. Everybody's got a mustache.
Yeah. Well, Jenny, it's a little hard to hear you. Your phone's cutting out. But thank you for calling, and have a super dupes day. We got Paula. Hi, Paula.
Good morning.
Hi. Would you like these Ed Sheeran concert tickets?
I would love these Ed Sheeran concert tickets.
Well, you got to work for them. You know that, right?
I know.
I should let you know, though, if you don't win today during Fast Five, Big Rob will have a chance for you to win. Coming up after us, and then Nina on your drive home, she's also giving away another 4-pack all day this week.
All right.
So I should just let you know that. All right. What do I have for you? What do I have? Oh, this one's hard.
Oh, Jeremy.
But I don't know what you know, Paula. You may be like, yes, I know that.
Oh, but when you say it's hard.
Pardon me. All right, Paula. Katie actually came up with this one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. I need 5 things that ripple. Go.
Water.
Yeah.
Ripple. Ice cream.
Fat? Did you say fat?
Fat ripples.
Sure it would.
Yeah.
We'll slap your tummy and you're like, woohoo, watch it go.
Oh, dang it.
I would say like sand at the sand dunes has a ripple.
Oh,
light ripples,
yep,
sound
sure.
ripples.
Chips.
Chips ripple.
Yeah.
A nipple will ripple.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. Okay.
Paula, we better let you go.
Now we're doing something
All right, thanks,
else.
Guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Paula.
She's like, oh, Lord.
Right? Yeah, Amber. I love the note on my screen. It just says, Amber is having a great day.
Oh, yay, Amber.
Why's your day so great?
Because I've never been on the radio.
Wow, you're a superstar now.
Hey, Amber.
Yes. Yes.
Representing Amber.
So funny. Well, we'll turn around and make this a podcast later, too, so you can download it and send it to all your friends, okay?
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah, girl. What are you doing today?
I'm getting to work.
Are you? What do you do?
Yes, I'm a supervisor at a pediatric clinic.
Good for you.
Yes.
All those kids running around, huh?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Do you? Do you guys give
yes,
out
I
like
do.
Little treats and lollipops if they got to get shots?
Yes. Yeah. Stickers are a big thing at our place. Stickers.
Yeah. I know when I get shots, I still look for the sticker. Little sticker
oh, there you go. You're never too old.
Never too old, girlfriend. All right. Woo. Let's do some fast five. Let's see how you do. Take a deep breath.
Let's do it.
I hope your great day continues.
Oh, I hope so too.
The suspense is killing me. All right, Amber, in 10 seconds, give me the names, the titles, names or titles, whatever you want to call it, of five popular Christmas songs. Go!
Oh, Jingle Bells, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I got a dumper. I got to put you on hold.
That was her first time on the radio.
A lot of potty mouth there. Sorry, Amber. I got to put you on hold.
Whoa.
Amber, you can't cuss on the radio.
Wow.
We were dealing with Christmas, Amber, and you didn't get it, but I hope you continue to have a great day. Good God. Good God. Mercury.
Hey, good morning.
No cussing on the air, okay, like Amber.
I promise.
My God. All right, are you ready, buddy?
I'm ready.
10 seconds. I need the names, the titles of five famous Christmas songs. Go!
All right. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Jingle Bell Rock, Rock Around the Christmas Tree, and Oh Holy Night.
Yeah, Mercury!
How do you feel like you did, Mercury?
I think I did good.
You did good?
Yeah. Hopefully I did well.
Yeah. I mean, my reaction.
Little Oh Holy Night there at the end. So, Mercury, I got to ask you, what are you supposed to do or say when you win Fast Five?
Jeremy, play that Winnie Wind sound.
Yeah! All day long you get that Winnie Wind sound, Mercury.
Good job, Mercury.
And you didn't let any cuss words slide out. Congratulations. Mercury, I just got to let you know, you're going to be going to see Ed Sheeran on the 4th of July at Mile High. So you better get your concert outfit ready.
I'm so excited. Like my husband's birthday was just yesterday, so he's been wanting to try and get these tickets. So I'm so glad I got these for him.
Hey, there you go. It's a great birthday gift.
Yeah, go celebrate.
Woo-hoo!
Tell Lisa hi.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Mercury.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All right, so off the air, Josh was complaining about his parents, which he does nonstop.
Aww.
I'm just joking.
Love you guys.
I'm just joking. What's going on with your rents?
Well, it is something that is becoming a bigger and bigger problem in my life, and I always know that, like, the older you get, usually you tend to go to bed a bit earlier, just because you're watching your programs on TV, and once those end, you go to bed.
What?
Your shows?
That's what.
My Murder, She Wrote?
That's what they're doing.
MacGyver's over.
I've just noticed. Well, that's what my parents do. They like dinner and TV and then go to bed.
All right.
What I've just noticed that the earlier and earlier they go to bed, I'm like unable to have my problems fixed. Now, it's not, you know, a secret here that I haven't had a very hard life. I've been able to get by with my parents helping me out with a lot of things. I think the question Jeremy asks all the time is, how are you even living right now? But that being said, when I need to ask them a question, I'll just shoot them a quick text or something like that. And I can't do it seriously past like 6:45 now because they turn their phones off and then they go to bed. And I'm like, guys,
earlier than me.
I need like dinner recipes and stuff like that. And I have to get that like 24 hours in advance now and plan my day about what I'm eating.
That's
why
you're calling your mom is for recipes?
For anything. I mean, I was talking to her about the Colorado election, the local election going on last night. And seriously, the conversation ended at 6:30. And I had questions because it was such a close race for many of those candidates that I was texting her back and forth and then just cut off all of a sudden.
Well, I better be going to bed now.
I got that answer promptly at 7:15 this morning. And I'm like, well, I need like serious, like there, if there's something serious that happens, how am I going to talk to them? They turn their phones off. They're unreachable past 6:30 at night.
How old are your parents?
So I always have had the really young parents. Like my parents are 55 and 57.
That's
still.
Not even. They should not be going to bed.
They're
not
seems old. A little early. Although, like, there's days where I look at the clock and it's like, well, 4 p.m. I best be hitting the sack.
But for you and us, it does
different.
Make sense.
Yeah,
it really does.
22 years of 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and like it just so happens, like my mom likes to make a weekly meal where I come over and eat with them, and that thing is getting early. Like she's 3:30 texting me. You coming over for dinner at 4:15? I'm like. Yes.
Homemade Hot Pockets. You'll never get the recipe, though.
It's Nestle Tulos. Is that what it is? But it's one of those things that it's just becoming a bigger and bigger problem. And I wonder, do you guys deal with that? Because, Jer, I know you have gone to bed, like you said, for 20 years now, relatively early.
It is different, for sure, because of the job situation. That, yeah, like, truly, when 7:30 rolls around, I'm toast. I'm done.
Yeah.
And there are definitely nights where maybe we're having dinner or something at 5:30, and I'll look over at Nick Nack and be like, I got to go to bed after this. I'm just toast. But again, it's different. I will say, in your parents' defense, as I age, I am loving more and more when I get the chance, especially on weekends, to get up early and just be outside and smell the morning air, hear the morning birds, just have the morning feel versus the night feel. Something has shifted, you know, where back in the day it was like 9 o'clock, things are just getting started. We're going to go out to Rock Island and tear it up.
Yes.
No, it's something magical happens.
Morning dew.
It's morning dew as you approach your 50s. Something switches and you really appreciate early mornings.
So that's funny that you say that because my dad is obsessed with mornings. Like, he is the guy that is up. And I remember when I lived at my parents' house, like, you'd hear, my room was in the basement, and I'd hear him walking up. I mean, 4:30 in the morning, 5 in the morning, walking around, starting the coffee, yes, all that stuff. And it's him. They have a nice back porch area, and it faces east, so you can watch the sunrise. But he is obsessed with that. And I'm like, I try to keep my mornings, you know, when I'm not working, I try to sleep in. I try to get my sleep back, try to recoup that I've lost. I have not hit that yet. But I guess there is an actual turn because, like,
there's
like
a
you,
shift.
Are you listening? Do you have your book of birds yet?
That
you
look I don't have my bird app yet.
Bird watching.
Oh, what is that? Yellow feathered cockatoo.
You know what starts hitting better, too? Your morning coffee starts hitting better than those drinks at night as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of it.
It makes you feel way better.
I go to bed sometimes thinking about my morning coffee.
Yeah.
No, are you serious?
It just hits, man.
Absolutely.
Katie, you famously are like, I mean, not anymore, but the two-pot coffee,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. I used to drink a lot of coffee, and I still drink a good amount.
Are you the type of person, though, to get it ready the night before, though?
Yeah. Oh, yes, because, you have to just press the button.
Oh, so you're tucking your coffee beans in bed and getting it ready
everything? Oh, yeah,
I'll see you in a few hours.
Reading a good nighttime story. Yeah, like, we definitely get the coffee ready.
But do you, then let me ask you this, because I'm not, like, an avid coffee drinker then. Are you a favorite, like, you know, brand, or is it any type of coffee in the world that you can get?
It's a local brand, actually. It starts with the B, what is it? Not Boyers. I can't remember the name of it right now. Maybe it is Boyers. But I get the whole beans, and then I get them, you know, I crush them and stuff.
You guys are so cute.
We love coffee.
Yeah, it's a big deal. And as you get older, you just have so many things to look forward to. So coffee's definitely one of them.
One of the better things, too, about getting up early is getting out and running your errands early as well. So you don't want to stay out late because I'm going to tell you, if you want, like, a feel-good orgasmic feeling is when you roll into Walmart at like 6 a.m. to get some errands done and nobody's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the lanes are wide open.
I'm starting to get like that.
Your parents are doing this.
That's how you know you're an adult.
That is why your parents are going to bed, because they're like, we got to get to Walmart at 6 a.m. before all the weirdos get there. You can park right up front.
He ain't lying.
I ain't lying.
Katie's like, oh, yeah, nodding in approval.
Because the weirdos start rolling in at about 7:30.
I mean, that's fun in itself, though. People watching at Walmart is a...
Dragging themselves in. Well, maybe you should have a talk with your parents and be like, hey, can you just, you know, try to take my calls past 6:45 every night? And
they kindly say no. They say no.
You have to schedule it. Like, with baby Nana, like, I make sure I have time to talk to her after she gets off work. She calls me. We talk for about 45 minutes, and it's in the window of before I go to bed, after she gets off work. The only thing is it's like 6 o'clock, and I've used all my words by that point. So I just tell her, I'm like, you go ahead and talk. I'm just going to listen.
See, that's a real thing. So that's her yapathon hour, right?
Yapathon. And she goes and goes and goes, and I just listen. So, but I'm there for her.
You are, Katie. Good parenting tips right there.
Shout out to 2901 who texted in and said, what, is Josh like 12? Because your parents are so young. Yes, actually, he's just turned 14.
Yeah, exactly.
He's getting his learner's permit soon. Yay.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This one came in from Tyler in Arvada, and I loved it so much I ended up making it my personal Facebook page post, and it blew up. Here's what Tyler said. He goes, I know this sounds dramatic, but I still get annoyed thinking about TV shows that got canceled way too soon. For me, it's the TV show My Name is Earl. They ended it on a huge cliffhanger, promised we'd eventually get answers, and they just straight up canceled it. It's been years, and every time I see it streaming somewhere, I get all mad all over again because I know I'll never find out how it was supposed to end. He's like, that being said, it made me wonder. This might be a good show topic for you guys. What's something that got discontinued and you're still upset about it? It could be anything, a TV show, a restaurant, a snack, a store, a product, anything that disappeared before its time. Tell me I'm not the only one here still holding a grudge over something this ridiculous. Love you guys. And that's from Tyler. And I wrote back and he's out in Arvada. So thank you to Tyler out in Arvada for sending us the message. I hopped on. I wasn't familiar with My Name is Earl, but I guess it did just get like abruptly ended with a to be continued, and then it just never came back.
It was a big show for a while. I remember the commercials for it all the time.
Same.
Great mustache on that dude. Yeah.
The epic mustache. Yeah. So yeah, I kind of get it then, Tyler. If it just ends, then you're pissed. So that's the question there. What was discontinued, and you're still incredibly butthurt by it? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. And while you're thinking about this, while you're going to call us, it doesn't have to be food, because I know a lot of my posts on Facebook was all about food. But like Tyler, it was a TV show. Maybe it's a restaurant for you, or a store. Anything else that's not food. clothing line. I don't know. 303-691-1649. What's yours, Katie?
Hey, me. Mine's food. But it happened when I was pregnant, so that's why it sticks. So, you know, it just is very real for me. But when McDonald's changed their chicken nuggets from the regular to the all-white breast meat, do you remember? A lot of people don't even remember when they did it.
I think I was too young.
I can tell you right now, it was back in 2003. And when they did it, it was such an abrupt change. And when I was pregnant, I would go and get a salad at McDonald's thinking I was healthy. Then I'd get a 10-piece nugget on top of that because the salad wasn't enough. And they changed it again. And it was so distinct to me being pregnant. And I remember crying. I remember crying because I went up and told them something was wrong with their chicken nuggets. And they were like, no, these are the new ones. This is how they taste. We've had a lot of people just not used to it. And I was just, well, you need to change it back. This is not acceptable.
You can't do this to me.
I don't know why this is happening now. You couldn't wait or do it before. But even then, along that same line, it was Starbucks with their coconut frappuccino. They used to have a coconut cream frappuccino that was caffeine free so I could drink it as a pregnant woman. And they discontinued it like when I was 6 months pregnant.
What did you do to McDonald's?
And I was so fat. I was so fat and so unhappy. And like the fact that they took away my favorite drink, the only drink I could have at Starbucks, I was just like, You hate me. I still remember it. Like, I broke down in tears because I think the frappuccino was after the nuggets. And I was like, why does this keep happening?
Well, see the passion right here. What was discontinued and you're still butthurt by it? I see some really good calls already coming in, so I'm going to go ahead and jump on them. Here's Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. So what are you still butthurt over?
I am so upset about Blue Moon discontinuing their raspberry wheat beer many years ago.
Oh, son of a...
I remember that raspberry wheat beer, yes.
Hmm.
It was very good.
Yeah.
To the point where I randomly found it in Ogallala, Nebraska at a restaurant and bought their last six pack.
Did you really? That's what you got to do when you...
Never found it again.
That's what you got to do when you find that. I got to tell you, I don't know if it's similar or not, because I don't recall the raspberry wheat. But if you go to Denver Beer Company, they've got that one called Princess Yum Yum, which is...
It's not the same.
Okay. Because I'm a fan of it.
That's a Kolsch, not a wheat.
Yeah, so. I know.
You've clearly tried. She's like, no, I've been there.
All right, I tried to help out, but you're right. I got shot down, darn it.
Anytime I find a berry or a raspberry of any kind of wheat beer, I'm always trying it.
Like, let this be the one.
Yeah.
That's a great way to kick it off. Thank you for calling, Jennifer. Here is Marsha. Hi, Marsha.
Hi.
Hey.
All right, so what was discontinued and you're still upset by it?
What do y'all think about the Jell-O pudding pop? That was pretty devastating.
The Jell-O pudding pop.
I mean, you know.
I think there's superior pudding pops out there.
Really? Can you please name drop them for me?
I know.
There's one at Sam's. It's like a healthy one, though.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm taking notes. It's a
who is it? It's only like 90 calories a bar or whatever, and it's a fudge popsicle. It's really good.
Okay, I'll give it a whirl.
It's shaped,
I'm up for options.
It's shaped different than the original pudding pop, which was always very unsettling to me.
But I feel like Bill Cosby would have been into it.
I figured that would be the more upsetting part.
I know.
Marcia, you made us laugh. Thank you for giving a shout out to the Jell-O pudding pop. Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hello. What was discontinued and you're still mad about it?
Oh, I am so mad. Like, I'm not a healthy eater by any means. And I'm not a buffet food fan.
Okay.
But I loved sweet tomato soup and salad.
Oh, my God.
Like, they had like four or five locations across the Front Range here, and they closed down during COVID and never came back. And I don't think I've had a salad since.
I might be the only one that's okay with this. There was a location in Littleton, and every time we would go out to dinner, my wife, Nick Knack, would be like, let's go to Sweet Tomatoes and get a salad. I feel like something healthy. The amount of times we had to go into that goofy restaurant, I'm surprised they shut down, actually. I never thought it was that great.
Really?
Yeah.
I always dug it. I'm a super salad. I know. I love soup and salad, though. It's like one of my favorite meals, so that's why I was all about that, because it's just unlimited.
And then you had mac and cheese.
Like low-sodium stuff. Yeah. So it was, like, really great.
Yeah. It was always weird, because it's like you go in for the healthy soup or the salad, and then they got, like, a separate bar with mac and cheese and brownie bites and pizza.
It was all like low-fat ice cream.
Yes, they did have the ice cream machine.
That's funny. And you're still mad about it, though, huh?
Oh, so mad. Because like I said, I don't think I've had a salad since, except for like side salads with other meals.
Yeah.
You haven't been regular in years. Stephanie, for God's sakes, get some roughage in you. Not going to lie, I kind of miss Kmart. Those blue light specials were money.
I loved Kmart.
Yeah, Kmart was pretty
They had
solid.
The Little Caesars in there.
Oh,
so good.
Yeah, so classy. And how about Hi-C Ecto Cooler? Anybody? You remember that? Can we talk about that?
It sounds familiar.
Ecto Cooler.
Yeah.
Man, it was so good. What's your nomination? 303-691-1649. I do want to talk to Jay, Janet, and Juliet. Oh, all the people with J names called today. Hi, Jay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Jay. All right, what was discontinued and you're mad about it?
Well, I'm not mad at the moment because they brought it back, but McDonald's fried apple pie was my jam back in the day.
I was pissed
when they stopped it.
Yes! I mean, it's so superior than the regular apple pie, so it's like, why would you stop?
They have.
Yeah.
My freezer is full of them. Right? I went out and bought a bunch and put them in a baggie in my freezer, dozen in my freezer.
No, you didn't.
In my freezer right now, and I'm going to buy more today because I believe it ends this weekend on 4th of July. Yeah. So
no, you didn't. Like, how many are we talking? How many are in the freezer?
A dozen.
Dude.
A dozen more, yeah.
Is it the same, though, reheated? Because, I mean, they're crispy.
Well, what the thing is, now that everybody has air fryers, it is almost the same.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A microwave, you throw them in the air fryer and get it crisped up again. But, I have about a dozen in my freezer, and I'm getting about five or six more today on my way home.
So smart, Jay.
How much are they?
I think I get two of them for, like, $3 or something.
I might have to wander in and get
them. They're so good.
The only thing with those apple pies is you got to be careful because the inside is hotter than the surface of 1,000 suns.
Yeah.
That is true, but it's still delicious. I mean, it's one of the best tastes of my childhood, so I have to stock up on them.
Pro tip there is break it in half, let it cool for 5 minutes, and then eat it,
If you can wait, you're too tempting.
That's it.
Jay, thank you. That's a fantastic one. Oh, God. Hi, Janet.
Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry.
You had a lot of phlegm. That was so phlegmy.
It's the fires, Janet. I get it.
Janet, it was like right in my ears.
A lot of stuff in the air right now.
We need to get you a lozenge of some sort. Janet, what was discontinued and you're still mad about it?
Toys R Us.
Yes!
Oh, Jeffrey!
Yes!
I miss him.
I can still smell the plastic of that store. You know, it had a smell to it.
It did, but it was great for grown-ups and kids.
It was.
The one down by me in Littleton closed a few years ago. We made it a bit on the show, and I actually went in and just, like, took videos and reminisced, and we posted it all over social and stuff. And yeah, good times. Good times, Janet. That's definitely a good one. Thank you for calling. Hi, Juliet.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. What is discontinued and you're still butthurt by it?
I have two. So they're both Netflix shows. The first one was Santa Clarita Diet. That one left on the cliffhanger.
Yes.
Is that Drew Barrymore? Yes, that's
such a good show. Oh, I've been waiting for that season to get back with us. So, oh, man.
What's your second one?
The other one was Behind Her Eyes. It was like a short series on Netflix. That one, too. I don't think it got canceled. It got discontinued. Mm. But they left on, like, a huge cliffhanger, too.
You never found out what was behind her eyes.
No.
Well, no. See you later.
she said no. That's the worst,
Thank
though.
You.
When you get through a TV show and you're waiting for the next season and it never comes.
So funny.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the calls and comments today. Josh, real quick, what was yours?
The big one that I remember getting discontinued that broke my heart was the Wonder Ball. That was like the chocolate ball that had prizes on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid, as a kid, I loved it. They even had that jingle, like, ever wonder, what's in a Wonder Ball? Like, my favorite thing. I loved it. It was always at, like, the checkout aisle, and I would ask my mom for them.
I don't think I ever had a Wonder Ball.
Oh, they were the best. They had candy and, like, prizes, like, toys
in
the
prizes?
Chocolate. Like, toys. Like, it could be stamps. It could be a little tiny truck. It could be anything.
Really?
It was awesome. It was the greatest. And it was always covered, so you never knew what you were going to get. It was like a mystery ball that you could eat.
There must have been a kid that cracked one open and it was full of razor blades. And they're like, well, can't do this
never
anymore.
Never again.
Nope.
Ruined it for everybody.
Denied.
What a smart move.
He is brilliant.
Wow.
Bobby Bonilla right now is 63 years old, and he is getting that payment for 9 more years simply because the New York Mets made a deal back in the day with Bernie Madoff. Like,
oh,
they
no.
thought that they were going to be getting
good guy.
Billions
good
from
guy.
Him. And they were like,
make.
We'll pay you the 30 mil. No
yeah,
worries.
I like this Bernie guy. Let's go with him.
Wrong Bernie.
Oh, no.
So congrats to Bobby Bonilla because, dude, you're getting 1.2 mil for the next 10 years.
Jealous.
Good for you. Cha-ching.
JKJ's Mile High Hype on Mix 100 starts now.
Well, this story is wild because of the ending. The guy said, oh, thank God I only have worms. 60-year-old guy was having really bad headaches, all sorts of behavioral changes. And they're like, well, you probably got the brain tumors.
Oh,
no.
So he had to go in for a bunch of different blood tests and CT scans, all sorts of steroids to reduce his symptoms. And then he went in for an MRI that revealed cysts on his brain from tapeworms.
Oh.
No! But good news is he just took some medication to get rid of tapeworms, and he recovered fully, and he's fine.
Oh.
Isn't this a wild story?
Absolutely.
Like, you're sitting there thinking, man, I got brain tumors. This is it. I'm done. And you're like, oh, good. Thank God it was just worms.
How do you get them there?
So they were pork tapeworms, so you can get that kind of stuff from, like, undercooked meat or touching surfaces where meat was, you know, touching, and then you put your hands in your mouth, do something. I had worms in sixth grade.
They were not in your head.
They were pinworms, and they were in my gut. But, yeah, that was
How'd
one
you
of
get
those
that?
Things. I don't know. They said, you know, you can get them from underneath your fingernails. Like, just anywhere,
Ooh,
touching
you
anything.
You bite your nails?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what it was?
I was always sucking my thumb in sixth grade.
Oh.
Anyway, been there, done that. Anyway, congrats to that guy, though. Congrats on your worms.
But unlock new fear.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. Seriously.
Oh, I know. All right, some more news trickling out about Tay-Tay and Kelsey for their wedding. I guess two large staircase banisters were loaded into the arena the other day. Trucks labeled Garden Party, whatever that means, unloaded into the stadium. Guests have been forced to sign non-disclosure agreements, but were not asked to appear any sort to sign any paperwork where they were allowing them to be on camera. So they're thinking probably no live stream on this or movie in the future. I don't know. Maybe that's coming. What else is going on? Oh, they called in the National Guard for this. They say that this event is going to be so big. They brought in the National Guard and additional police officers, which is going to cost about $160,000 to keep these police officers With their overtime pay.
I'm sure.
I bet you she's paying for it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she is, but I still can't believe they're doing it at MSG.
I can. Again, it makes total sense to me. The security, Madison Square Garden is such an iconic place, and it's called The Garden. She loves flowers.
You know what?
It's perfect.
Hey, there you go.
It's literally perfect for her.
Makes sense.
All I know is somebody prematurely rolled out a red carpet the other day, and they were like, oh, this is it.
Did you see?
It was a premature roll.
There was a box, too. Maybe this had something to do with it. It was a box, and it just said watermelon cream on it. And it was a big box.
Yeah.
A big box.
It's lube.
It just said watermelon cream.
It's lube is what that is.
Yeah,
it's
maybe
be a
it's
wild
for her,
night.
You know, signature drink. That's what I'm thinking.
Mm. All right, get this. Minions and Monsters comes out today, but at the Hollywood premiere on Sunday, there was a Minions singing competition where four young ladies took the stage to perform covers of popular songs while singing them in the Minions language, whatever it is. The winning performance, I'll Be There, by a 26-year-old woman. You want a taste of it?
Yeah.
Here you go. Sounds like me drunk at karaoke. We should do a karaoke night where we all have to just sing like the Minions. Who's with
I'm
me?
In. The lyrics are easy to remember.
I know.
Yeah, all right.
Might confuse the crowd, but
Sweet Caroline.
Me, mommy,
if they're drinking, Katie, it's fine.
All right, what you got, Katie?
Okay, so a man got struck by lightning and started a fire out at Fox Hollow Golf Course in Lakewood. So the lightning started the fire, but he was affected by the lightning is what the news reports say. But he was taken to the hospital. This happened near the sixth hole on the course. But big little brush fire that broke out there in Lakewood that got everybody's attention yesterday. So if you saw even more smoke in the area, that's what that one was
so
about.
So scary.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So how about this one? This one's a little scary. A man who stayed at a downtown Denver hotel last summer says he woke up to bats flying around his room and one of them bit him. He's now filed a lawsuit against the hotel. It happened in August of last year on the 22nd floor of the Sheraton Denver Hotel downtown. But yeah, they say he was bit by a bat and he is now suing the hotel because of it. He put up a picture of his foot where he was bit. And I mean, you could see the little teeth marks in there and everything.
Did he become Batman?
He did it.
No, I was going to say, I was like, I'd hold off on this and see if you get any superpowers before you start suing.
That's why he sued, is because he waited a year, found out he didn't have superpowers.
He made sure.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's suing.
So,
like,
it's time to sue.
Exactly.
It's time to sue.
But how crazy. Again, another fear unlocked. Had no idea we had to worry
about being
bit by bats.
They carry diseases.
Oh, absolutely
they do.
Good news is he didn't test positive for rabies. First thing they
did. That's a biggie.
Test him for rabies. He's okay with that. And then just one more. We are going to Turks and Caicos. First nonstop flight fires up in Denver in December, rather, through United Airlines. And I've always wanted to go there. No idea where it is. No idea what it's about.
It's close to Cuba,
love
I think.
The name. Turks and Caicos sounds like so much fun. Doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Like the best time on there. It's Turks and Caicos.
That's the one trip they give away on the game shows. Like,
Price
that's
is
it.
Right. I think that's what got me so hyped up about it. I was like, I want to win the showcase, you
yeah.
know?
You're going to Turks and Caicos.
Yes. Sign me up. And now we can go. So, good news. There's your Mile High Hype.
It's you versus Katie.
And unless your brain runs on TikTok, reality TV, and red carpet drama.
Wow.
You might already be toast.
Let's play Katie Crush on Mix 100.
It is time to get it on. Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Hey, what are you doing today?
I'm going to Fort Collins to have breakfast with my son and then go exercise.
Hey, all right.
With him.
Huh. Like what kind of exercise?
Yeah.
Well, he's a CrossFit person, and he's super fit, and so I am not, and I'm going to work out with him, so it will be interesting.
And you're
going to
be full of hash browns and sausage.
Almost right, I know. I know.
All right.
Yep.
Maybe have oatmeal today.
Fine.
Maybe try something a little different, right?
How about a protein shake? Yeah. We don't want you tooting the entire time.
That would be bad. I agree.
Really bad, Jeannie.
Yes, that'd be bad.
Oh, you're funny. Well, let's get into this goofy game. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie. Anything you want to say to her, Katie?
No, just good luck, Jeannie. I bet you've got this. Much better than the CrossFit thing, right? You've got
okay,
this.
Okay, we'll see. See if the brain is working this morning.
We shall see. All
good
right.
Good luck.
Katie's going to leave the studio and go into a little room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the question, so there is no cheating. And then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in the room, all right?
Okay.
All right, let's get her done. Okay, so I need to know, what were the two burglars' names from Home Alone? What were their names?
Oh, no, I have absolutely no idea, and I watched that movie. So I guess I could make something up like Lenny and Bill.
Oh, Lenny and Bill from Home Alone. All right, I got you down for okay. Lenny and Bill. I got another name one for you. What were the names of the twin girls on the TV show Sister, Sister?
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I am batting zero here. I have no idea.
Would
on that
you like
either.
To say Lenny and Bill, please?
How about Billy and Will?
Billy and Will from
Billy
Sister,
Will.
Sister.
My you, sister Will.
That's fantastic.
Sure, Sister Will.
All right, I got another one for you, Jeannie. It's Condoleezza Rice. What Colorado college did Condoleezza Rice attend?
Oh, CU?
Your fourth question. What actor played Batman in the infamous bat suit that had nipples on it?
Ben Affleck?
Benny! And your fifth and final question. What streaming service originally started as a mail-in DVD rental service?
Oh. Mm. Netflix?
The Flix. All right, let's get Katie back in here. I'm waving her in. How do you feel like you did, Jeannie?
Oh, I did horrible. Sometimes I listen to your questions and I'm like, I know those. I know all five of them. I knew none of these.
And today you're like Lenny and Bill.
Oh.
Katie, let's find out
there
what that
go.
Means.
Okay.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
What were the two burglars' names from Home Alone?
The Wet Bandits, right? It was Marv and Harry?
Harry and Marv. Not Lenny and Bill.
Oh,
darn
close.
It.
Okay.
It was Harry and Marv. All right, I got another name one. What were the names of the twin girls on the TV show Sister, Sister?
Ooh, didn't know how much I missed her. Tia and Tamara? Is that okay? Okay.
Jeannie, you said Billy and Will. Super close, though. You were super,
I was very close.
Super
yeah.
close. Wow. You're, at least you're funny, Jeannie. At least yeah. you're funny. What Colorado college did Condoleezza Rice go to?
I'll go with Josh's alma mater. Let's go CSU.
Go Rammies.
No. Jeannie, you said CU. Oh. We're looking for the University of Denver.
Oh, man. I should
have guessed that, actually.
Man.
Oh, okay. Nuts. What actor played Batman in the infamous bat suit that had nipples on it?
I wasn't paying attention to his nipples, I guess. I'm just going to go with my favorite. Val Kilmer?
Jeannie, you said Ben Affleck. It was old George Clooney. Look it up. It's iconic in pop culture.
I want to.
It was a cold movie.
Yeah.
Batman for me.
Batman had nips. Was that the one against Mr. Freeze?
That's funny if it was.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
It's cold in the Batcave.
Okay, here's your final question. What streaming service originally started as a mail-in DVD rental service?
Oh, it was the Redbox with Netflix, right? They're the same logo? Right?
Redbox and Netflix are two different companies. Which one are you going to go with?
Well, it's Netflix. But that's what...
Hey! Okay. Jeannie, you also said Netflix.
Yay!
Yay for you. Okay, so Katie got 1, 2, 3. You got 1. Jeannie, oh, sad day for you. You lost today.
Yeah.
Mean the...
Darn.
Oh, that was really bad.
Yeah, but... that was bad. Fun playing, though, so
thank you.
That was
so much fun talking to you.
We're going
to
remember Lenny and Bill and Billy and Will for a very long time, Jeannie.